Unit 11. A social worker. Part 1. The social worker talks about the problems caused by old age.
Suppose you had, say, a grandmother who got a bit senile, couldn't look after herself. Now, it could be that that senile person would be in and out of bed all day. She could knock over electric fires, she could turn gas on and not light it, and she could cause tremendous havoc at home. One elderly lady of 82 used to get out of her flat at night, come down a flight of stairs, and was picked up, usually by the police, running around in a nightdress, causing a disturbance in the street. That is a clear geriatric case.
Where senility has affected
them. Senility has affected them, and they have gone.
Around the bend.
Around the bend, literally, yes. Well, it's an awful decision for any family to have to face. What shall we do with Grandma or Grandpa? And in the long run, well, the answer is an institution.
Part 2. The social worker discusses the delicate question of why you keep very sick people alive.
Is the thought ever crossed your mind, well, perhaps it would be better if these people were simply dead?
It's a question everybody hesitates to answer. I think if one were truthful, you do think that. Mm-hmm. Because you think, what is the point in prolonging the life of someone who doesn't even know she's alive?
What are the reasons for keeping them alive, then? I mean, one can...
Well, it's the sanctity of life, medical profession. It's mm-hmm. wrong to do anything but preserve.
Mm-hmm.
You often get an elderly patient who will say, oh, I don't want to live, doctor. Can't you give me something just to make me go die in my sleep? Well, this, mm-hmm. obviously, you're not going to do.
Mm-hmm. What does the doctor do when he's asked these...
Doctor usually says, oh, we better give you something a little bit stronger to make you sleep, and it'll make you feel much better in the morning.
Part 3. How do people react when they know they are going to die? The social worker talks about cases she has dealt with.
I notice that old people sometimes say, well, I won't be around much longer.
Yes.
They don't seem particularly disturbed by the thought somehow. I mean, they don't seem...
It could be that they've come to terms with it. You can come to terms with it.
Mm-hmm. You can see people who come to terms with it.
Yes, you can come to terms with these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After the initial shock.
Mm. How do they come to terms? I mean, what do they say that shows that they've come to terms with it?
Oh, you get a certain calmness about them. They can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you can talk about it and discuss it, you've matured to the extent where you can accept.
Mm-hmm. What will they say, for instance? How do they talk about it?
Oh, they'd probably come into the surgery and say, you've heard what Mr. So-and-so said about me, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to admit that you have heard about it. Then they'll sit down and say, well, what sort of form does it take? What can I expect to happen? What arrangements ought I to make about the future? You know, things like this. It's when they really get down to it and they want to know how they're going to arrange for their relatives, perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, or what's
going
to happen.
And they can discuss these things quite calmly.
They can discuss them quite rationally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't bother them later. I mean, they will continue in this constant.
They'll continue in this. Mm-hmm.